Zeit.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
How are you doing? Is all right? Welcome to the Stall of Podcast. Darren and Joe are out for today. It's me, Martin, and Seamus.
How's it going there? Sorry, I'm out of being asleep.
Alright, Seamus, alright. Keep your head down and get rid of Kip.
Yeah, keep your head on your shoulders, will you? And stop bleeding fucking. What'd you say there?
Oh man, you should give two dipsos a podcast.
Two dipsos.
Imagine that. I'd listen to that.
Can't call them that.
Why? Why do you call dipsos?
I think that's a Dublin thing, is it?
Did he like dip that finger? Is it because they dipped that finger in the Guinness or something?
Actually, we all love an old.
It was your ma that done it, not me. Your ma did it. I'm like, ma, did you do it? She's like, do what? Like, eh. Like, she's like, no, I didn't do it. Well, I think she did it.
And you're like, do what? Do and what? He's like, and then, eh, did it.
I go back to my ma again. I'm like, what did you do? Did you do it? And she's like, you already asked me this. So then I go back and I'm like, she said she didn't do it.
And the cycle continues. Did she do it?
Okay. I don't think I asked her a few years ago and she said that she didn't do it and she's still saying that she didn't do it, but I'm just trying to figure out what it is that's got what how you keep.
You should send in a listener question to see if what it is.
Yeah,
next week
on Stall It you'll find out what it is.
What is it that
what it is
what's what, he blaming
it that what it is.
What it is.
What it is.
How are you, Owen?
Yeah, Grant. Yeah.
Owen's wearing a blazer. Sexy boy.
A pair of shoes on as well. A pair of runners. Little gazelles.
Oh?
They're not gazelles. We've been over this.
Yeah, they're little.
They're just Adidas, which you, every pair of Adidas you think are gazelles.
They're Lonsdale. Or is it Schwarzfink? What's the other one?
Lonsdale.
What's the other one? The Schlangzinger or something?
Schlatzingers.
Rapper. They're rapper jokes, they are.
Beckhams, the Beckenbauers.
They are.
I live for the man.
Okay.
Save this premium content for the main episode.
Oh, we've loads to talk about on the man.
Oh, well, come here. Do we have any listener questions? You're tapping away on the laptop over there.
Yep.
You sending emails, are you?
I'm searching for listener questions.
Searching.
There's a fact check for both of us. That's for, well, probably more for me. I'll save that for the main episode. Mm-hmm. There's someone has sent in, someone has written.
I know what the fact check is. So they were the umbilical cord now?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
I got that wrong. There is the...
It's the placenta.
You have stopped ruining the main episode.
It's the placenta.
The main episode, Darren.
We're talking about the shoes, we're talking about the placenta. It's going to be some good main episode.
We also have a hypothetical news report written about the coverage of Darren Conway's assassination and funeral.
Oh,
I love it.
Someone has written that for us.
Very close to home now, though.
An assassination headline.
It's getting a bit real.
Here's what making news now. Stephen from Talla. He wants to start a petition to bring back Wibbly Wobbly Wonders and bring back brunch to the old way it used to be.
What's the new way of brunch?
I think it's a lot less breadcrumb, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, they used to fucking pack that up, little panko breadcrumb. No, they actually used to pack them out, didn't they?
Yeah. They used to be falling off.
That way, everything, though. They've gone mad greedy, like.
Yeah. Blame the Russians.
Even the crisps. They used to be full. Do you ever get a surprise though when you get crisps and there's like a full bag? Like a really, really full bag?
No.
Happened to me the other week.
PR drop, was it?
No, just
they packed them
the
crisps
ones from Lidl. They're just like crinkle cut chips from Lidl.
Okie dokies.
No, actually not them.
Not the okie dokies?
I don't even know what the fucking name of them is, but I opened the packet of them and there was loads and it was like three packets in one. And usually I'd get like two of the normal packets and put one into the other to make it full.
Do you ever mix flavours?
Sometimes I get a cheese and onion one and a salt and vinegar one and I eat them both at the same time.
No way.
Yeah.
Ah, that's mad. Isn't it? Not mad on. Crazy. What's the wibbly wobbly one though?
Are they the foot?
Chocolate on the top.
No, that's a
yellow
freaky
and
foot.
Pink.
That's the one. But like, wasn't it the kind of jellyish Oh. Yellow top.
What the hell?
Coated in chocolate.
Isn't that weird? Oh, I don't know. Yeah. No, that's not.
That's a Wibbly Wobbly Wonder.
Is it like green and yellow and then the chocolate is on top?
No, that's a loop de loop.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking of. I'm thinking of a loop de loop as well.
Can you Google it and just show me a picture of that, or I'll end up losing the plot?
No.
Yeah, fuck them. Then if we don't remember it, then I'm not signing that petition to bring back a Wibbly Wobbly Wonder. Oh, don't miss it. Don't miss it.
Send us a link. Send us a link to that petition and we'll get it going.
Mark wants to know, would you rather have a perfect memory or be able to forget anything you wanted to at will? Did we have something like this in the past? Feels like in the space of a couple of hundred bonus episodes we might have.
I wouldn't like to forget everything at will.
The fact that you're trying to remember something is ironic.
Kind of. I'd like to be able to hold on to my memories. Is that, makes sense? Is that what you're saying?
Forget at will or remember everything.
You can either remember everything perfectly or you have the option to forget any one thing you want. You can just forget it at will. So all the bad stuff you can just erase.
No, I wouldn't like that. I think the bad stuff shapes you.
Ooh. Ooh, deep. Go on. Go on.
Oh, no, can't do that. Not in this establishment anyway.
So remember everything perfectly?
Yeah.
That's what you're going for?
Absolutely.
Even the bad stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you'd really
it? Especially the bad stuff.
The trauma would be real.
Oh, I'd love to have that option.
But in school you just soak it all up and you just anything you that like, you learned you just keep
clearly remember everything you wanted to remember, like even when you were like 5 and shit.
Yeah.
Oh, deadly. I'd love that. I'd love to relive memories of me just opening Pokemon cards and all, smelling them,
that moment.
Can you get smelled? Can smells be included?
Yes, they can, Darren.
Unreal.
Nice.
Love that.
Wouldn't that be good?
Do you know what I'd love? Love to go to Butchers and get a yo-yo.
The Butchers used to smell nice.
They used to sell Coca-Cola yo-yos.
I don't remember that.
Do you know?
No.
Weird, man. How do you not remember that?
I remember going to a Butchers and the floor would be covered in sawdust.
Yeah.
And there'd be a smell of the pepper, the peppered steak or the seasoning that they used to put on the meat.
Yeah, leave it for the man.
I'd like to remember that better than I already remember. Half pound of brawn.
Oh, yeah.
Get the
spam.
Yeah, cordoned beef.
Cordoned beef, Billy Roll. The works. Stick that in the bag there.
Rotisserie chicken.
Oh, the whole work. Tell you get the.
I went to a nice chip.
Give me the works. Just go, yeah, it gets the works there. Like, what do you mean? What do you want? Like, all of it.
Good nostrils. Sorry, lad.
Fine. You're back on it.
That's good shit.
What?
What are you saying about me?
What are you saying about me?
Part of what, Dad? What the fuck do you mean? Dance all over you, money messing man. I fucking love you.
Oh, yeah, okay. Settle down now.
That's get easy.
Strong stuff. Sorry, lads. Yeah, remember stuff forever.
With smells included.
Yeah.
Results may vary.
Smells.
See back of package for full for the details.
Hubba Bubba. Do they still sell that shit?
They'd have to.
The smell of that was heaven.
I'd rather the Hubba Bubba in the air. Do you remember the roll of it?
Oh no, well, you remember the pointing in and the juice came out? The juice.
They're not Hubba Bubba's, they're fucking
Bubba Lou's.
Bubba Lou's, the Bubba Lou chats though.
I'm getting a Bubba Lou after this.
A few of them Bubba Lou's out. Go to Scrum Diddlies, they put Bubba Lou's in your ice cream, they do.
Do they?
So believe. Fuck. Seeing someone over in Charlestown with one, I was like,
get one
stick a lanky lorry in there as well and saw a little Royal Rover or something.
Right, James from Georgia has been on.
Ah, James.
Oh, he says James in Georgia.
Who's that?
Maybe he's not even from Georgia.
Who is he? I'm only messing with Asbestos.
Little role reversal there. Bait and switch.
Not a question, but he says, I don't know if you guys have heard about this dig that is going on at the Moira Domain site in Belfast right now. But what? They are accepting volunteers to help. It's going on until June 26th. We've only got a week. So not a huge amount of time, but an incredible opportunity. I think you should get in on this. They've already found quite a few artifacts. So I looked at the link James sent. So I basically found a castle up the north, castle from the 17th or 18th century, and they want people to go up and help them dig out all the treasure at the Moira Castle.
That's illegal.
No. This is being run by real archaeologists.
Mm-mm. No, it's not.
Some of the artifacts are 6,000 years old.
Stop.
If you find it, can you keep it?
Yeah,
I'd say ask that. It's better to ask for forgiveness than permission.
And but it's illegal anyway, so like it's illegal twice.
Imagine getting caught walking out with like a brooch. That's my brooch. I had that. coming in here.
What are you talking about? That's my brooch. Here, what are all them coins in your pocket? Like, they're from my house. Just brought them with me just to.
Oh, what, these 8th century coins? You had them coming in.
Get your hands off me now.
It's my chalice.
Get your fucking hands off me, I said. That's my chalice.
Yeah, so you can go up there, the school kids and everyone finding stuff. It's a free-for-all. If you go up there, it seems this is just, there's just raining 6,000-year-old artifacts up there.
If it's not in the news, I don't believe it.
Are you still accepting people?
Yeah, you can go up anytime in the next week. You can head up.
Just go up and just take what you want.
Go up and volunteer and they'll give you a little trowel. And
little dibs.
You're digging over there and then...
Dibs that.
I don't think you get to keep what you find, but you get the experience of finding something 6,000 years old.
If you find like a couple of things, you can hook and like, do you know the way when you go to the shops and all, you always take something.
A little coin.
I didn't expect this would appeal to you. I figured this might be something you'll end up going up there.
I feel like I'm going to go up after this.
Scooter of the M1.
Yeah. Where is it?
I'll be there in a few days.
It's up in
Newry. Pick up a few ibuprofen while you're up there.
Near Coke Zero, and that's very cheap.
Near Lisburn. That's like city centre.
That's in fucking Portugal.
Yeah, Lisburn is very close to Belfast. You'll be there in a couple of hours.
Oh,
I'm intrigued.
I thought you might be.
So am I.
How did I not hear about this?
Well, James has just tipped you off.
How did James hear about this?
Well,
it's James from Georgia.
Where are you getting your news from, James?
Getting it from Georgia.
And are they still accepting people? That's probably old news, is it?
Let's see, you can make a booking.
You can make a booking.
No experience is required.
You don't need experience to rob a few artifacts.
Smash a few rocks. Go up there with the kids. Enhance our chances.
Look what I got there. Put that in your pocket now. Put that in your pocket.
A silver egg cup.
Volunteers are invited to take part in the excavation from 1:30 to 3:30 on the following days. Monday to Friday.
Not enough time.
Yeah, an hour and a half. Start at 9:00. Looks like.
It's like some YouTuber coming up to you in the supermarket and telling you to fill your trolley in 5 minutes. You only get a couple of things.
I'd clean the supermarket out.
Or I'd just put my hand right to the back and pull everything out.
I'd just run along the aisle with my hand in behind the shelves and just let it all fall in.
What aisle would you go to first?
Oh,
I'd go to the...
Right to the off-license.
Oh, really? So electronics, no? A few tellies in there.
Well, I guess I'm thinking of Lidl. Oh, but they have like...
Walmart.
Yeah.
Fucking everything in there.
Tesco.
Looks like it's sold out, lads, but you can join the waiting list.
Ah, fuck that.
Once they hear we're coming, we'll be all right.
You can make immediate inquiry. You can go up as members of the Free Press.
Will we just say we're with RTE?
No, don't do that.
Make
Why
fake,
would you sell us out like that?
Make fake lanyards and all.
Go loud.
We don't need to pretend we're RTE.
Yeah, well, just for the interest in it. Just for it to come out in the news that we've scammed it.
Say what, BBC?
It's just done in crayon. It says RTE without the fodder.
How are we doing? We're here with Fox News from America.
We're here with GB News.
I'm Jennifer.
Jenny.
Would you?
I love you, Jenny. Go on. I don't know who she is. I don't love her.
Would you rather never eat bread, crackers or wraps again?
All good options.
I think she, yeah. Or have to eat a small bowl of lima beans every day.
I'd rather get rid of bread, wraps and whatever else because I hate beans.
What's lima beans?
They're them little beans that are just dry, aren't they?
Yeah.
Horrible little things. They're little green things, yeah.
Is this the worst episode we've ever done?
No, far from it. It's probably one of the best, I think.
He means that.
The bar is low. The bar is low.
Would you agree? No.
One of our best?
I blame the questions. How can you get rid of bread and crackers just for the sake of eating beans? You can't get rid of crackers. How are you going to eat cheese if you don't have crackers?
I don't even eat crackers.
We eat bread.
Oh, yeah, that's bread. I eat bread.
And wraps?
Wraps, yeah.
Jeez, I love a good You could wrap. Never... So you're sacrificing Subways...
Oh, God.
For the sake of a few bleeding...
I haven't had a Subway in months. If you're listening, will you send us out some?
PR drop of a
so bad. Will you send us out an Italian BMT foot long?
We were in your gaff one day and you got Subway delivered and I thought that was disturbing.
You got one as well though.
I didn't.
I think Jer was there. You got one.
Jer was there. I showed up like with a chicken fillet roll and then you went and you ordered a Subway and I was like, what the
fuck? You have to put them in the microwave though and heat them up.
Or I had like a microwave meal. I had like a...
Oh, I remember that. Yeah, you got a fifth fill or something.
Yeah, and you fucking ordered a Subway. Gets all cold on delivery. Get the fuck out of here with that shit. Okay. There's some things you don't get delivered. And that's one thing.
I have to get one of them soon.
Subway. Nasty.
Okay.
Nasty.
I'm ending this and we will move on to record the main episode where you'll get to hear more about me getting fact checked. And the news report on Darren's untimely demise.
Yeah.
And funeral.
And your lovely new shoes.
Yeah, we can talk about that more.
The amazing.
Yeah, all on the bonus episode. Don't miss out.
Main episode.
On the main.
When does the main episode go out, Darren?
Wednesday.
He had to think about that.
I literally just said it straight away.
Straight out the holster.
All right. What's the email address?
Stala@goloudnow.com.
Brilliant.
Without the A.
Stala@goloudnow.com.
Stala@goloudnow.com.
All right.
That's seven H's.
Oh,
look.